Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, time to bring in our good friend, head coach of the Clark Central Gladiators, David Pernow, who is getting ready for a game tonight. David, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Dave. How are you, man?
Great to hear your voice and great to chat with you. And just talking with you means football is closer and closer and closer, and you've got an interesting one tonight hosting T.L. Hanna. I know we talked about it at the high school media day that we had a couple of weeks ago, but tell everybody again how tonight's you call it scrimmage, preseason, whatever. I mean, you guys are playing
it's a
scrimmage, game.
But everything's live except it's a regulation game. Everything's live except kickoff and kick return.
Okay.
But everything else, full bore game, I mean, other than possibly, you know, if it unfolds, both we kind of agreed, played the young kids in the fourth quarter. But everything else is
the clock will run. The clock will run normally, like it would, and all that
yes.
stuff. Yeah, yeah. So, how did all this come about?
Well, I mean, you know me, Dave. I'm not going to dodge anyone. We're going to try and play the toughest schedule we can play, and we got that, and. You know, Hanna, traditionally a great program, and then, of course, you know, Coach Herring going there last year, they kind of got their swag back, and he's, you know, he's done a great job, and we, you know, it may be one of the best teams we play all year, so we're excited about that opportunity, and I think with Coach Herring coming back to town, we should have a good crowd.
What do you think? I mean, Jeff's been at a lot of schools, and, you know, he was at Camden County for a long time, and they were terrific. And he won a state championship at Oconee and, you know, has done a great job everywhere. What makes him such a great coach?
Well, I mean, you know, when you start looking at his numbers, he's one of the better ones of all time. I mean, you know, he wins everywhere. I mean, he won at Cedar. So I think – he beat Clark in the early 90s, you know, for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then obviously state championship at Oconee and then Camden County, and then he came to Prince and they won at Prince. And, that, you know, he went to Grayson and they won the state championship at Grayson. That, you know, so, I mean, he's just really good. He gets it. You know, he runs an offense that is a wing T offense, which is, you know, you got to be disciplined on defense. I mean, you got to read your keys, and he runs the ball, plays great defense in the kicking game. I mean, it's a lot of the same philosophy that we're trying to establish here, but, you know, he's just really good at it and he's been at it a long time. And he's one of the best coaches that, you know, we'll play against.
Well, you guys heading into the season, what are you guys gonna look like? And you know, you talk about the wing T with Coach Herring, and I would say, and you've been able to do it too, and a lot of the great coaches. It's not always your offensive philosophy, but you have to tailor it around to the players that
personnel.
You have. Yeah, to
no
the
question.
Personnel.
And you know, last year we had Mangle at quarterback, and he could make all the throws, and we had a plethora of receivers, and you know, we were a little too wide open for my style, especially with the running backs we got. So we've kind of narrowed it down offensively, and we're going to cater to our defense. We're going to run the clock. We're going to run the ball. We're going to be in a lot of two back sets with a tight end. So you know, I feel very good about our running backs. I think our combo with Jonathan Sewell and O'Brien Barnett, I mean, it's probably as good a duo as there is in the state. And when you look at these two guys running the ball, both of them are right at 200 pounds, if not more, this year. They're much more physical, and they just they know how to tote the football. And so we're going to try and change our mentality offensively a little bit this year, and hopefully it's going to suit us well. And I'm really excited about looking at our defense, because our defense has got a chance to be pretty special. I don't know what it'll look like tonight on both sides of the ball, but I think we're moving the right direction. And you got to call it what it is. This first part of the season, I mean, it's just, you're just trying to get tuned up for the region play. I mean, because ultimately that's what matters, is trying to win the region, trying to get a good seed, trying to get some home games in the playoffs, and make your run at that point. So, it's a marathon, and we're just trying to build blocks every day.
Coach, all you have to do is walk outside the last couple of days, and it's hot out there. I mean, it's really, really that legendary Georgia heat. How are you guys handling practicing out in those elements, and is there anything special you guys do to keep the boys cool during those conditioning workouts?
Well, it's been a little different for us, because last week it wasn't like this, and that was when we had to really step up, because we've only had pads for a week, I mean, or 6 days. And so it's a little unusual, a Wednesday night scrimmage. So, we got five practices in from Wednesday through Saturday, which was, and our kids responded well, and it was cool temperatures. And, yeah, we got a little culture shock Monday, when that heat rose, and we hadn't experienced it, but believe it or not in full pads. And so it was a little culture shock, and we'll run a lot of people in and out tonight to keep guys fresh. I'm sure we're going to experience some heat, but I think we're in good shape. We had a great summer and went at it a little different from a workout standpoint. So they're comfortable in the heat. They are. I know we're not in peak shape right now, but we're going to get there.
You mentioned the inter-squad scrimmages that you guys do. I'm sure the boys are by now just anxious to start hitting somebody else. I know tonight or the game is considered a scrimmage this week, but how excited do they get when they finally see a different color jersey across from them? And I know you don't want to go out there and hurt each other, but it's got to be another element of excitement, right?
Very much so. I mean, our guys, this team is a lot closer probably than our first two units. And so there is a little, what you would call a little pull up, and they're not quite as aggressive as they need to be against each other. So I'm dialing it up. And then when you got the prospects that T.L. Hanna has, it's going to make it very interesting, because they got one of the best linemen in the country, defensive linemen, and I know he'll play some fullback, he'll play some offensive line or tight end, and so we're going to see a tough package tonight on both sides of the ball, and it's going to be their design's a little tricky, with the wing tee and the a lot of play action, a lot of fakes, so that's going to be a tough scheme. And then us trying to go get downhill offensively against two of the better linemen. I think one of them's ranked number one in the state of South Carolina, and the other D lineman is ranked number three. So,
wow,
it's going to be a challenge from that standpoint. But it'll be a great day for us to create some toughness, create the type of mentality we're going to need to have success this year.
Talking with Clark Central head coach David Perno. Why are you guys playing tonight, maybe, as opposed to, like, Friday?
Well, they have something coming up this weekend. I don't know if it's a jamboree. And see, South Carolina's rules are a little different than ours, and they can scrimmage more.
Okay.
So they have, like, a jamboree coming up. But, so it just worked out. I don't know when we reciprocate next year, what day it'll be on, but it also allows us, we're ready. I mean, there's no question. So it allows us to get out, do it, and then have a couple extra days to prepare for our opener, and also be able to get out and scout a little bit on Friday, because a lot of teams we play will be scrimmaging this Friday.
Yeah, that works out, yeah, very well. And you guys have three straight road games to start the season, so you don't have another game at home until you play Thompson in, what, almost a month,
oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, and that's our thing. I mean, and that was by design as well. We're 9-1 at home the last 2 years, and we just haven't played like we're capable on the road. And you know, getting them out at Winder, at Oconee, at Flowery Branch, we don't learn how to play on the road before region comes around. So, because that's the key. If you can't win on the road, it's tough to win a championship. And so we've got to be a better team on the road, and I'm looking forward to those challenges.
David, are you guys wearing, like you said, I think you said before, stickers or for doing stuff for Coach Henderson?
Yes, we will wear a BH. Now, of course, we won't have any decals on our home helmet tonight.
Okay.
You know, we'll wait till after the scrimmage, and we'll get all that ready for next week. So tonight it'll just be that traditional gold helmet with no flash on it, and we'll get after it and hopefully bang them up pretty good, and then we'll put our stickers on. So, but we will be wearing a BH sticker on the back of our helmet, and I told our guys it's a big year for us. I mean, it year three, and we've done some good things, and but we got a really good senior class and a chance to have a special defense. So hopefully things will come together like we're planning on them to.
Cool. And that's great to hear. Before we let you go, talking about the Wing T, back in the day, that was what we would see maybe, you know, 80 or 90% of the time. What different type of how much has high school offense evolved over the last few years, and what do you guys, I know you know everybody on the schedule, what they're gonna do. How many different types of offenses will you have to get ready for over the course of the year?
Well, you know, the Wing T, not very often. I mean, we don't see that very much. So it is good to see it, and you got to be disciplined. Most of what you're seeing is spread and shotgun, and you know, I think that's right up our alley, because we can cover sideline to sideline, and we can run and get to the ball, and our D front can get to the quarterback. So, you know, you'll see a traditional power type stuff. You'll see Wing T. We'll see spread. We'll see a little bit of everything this year, the way our schedule shakes out. We'll see a lot of downhill. You know, Flowery Branch came downhill on us last year, and then obviously, you know, Buford was traditionally a downhill type club, but they've got this freaky quarterback that's about 6'4", 240, and throws bullets. So they're in the, you know, they're more of a spread type team as well. So the majority of what we'll see is, I believe, a spread type offense, or at least trying to move that direction. And I think, you know, we did it the last couple of years, and changing what we did has really helped us on both sides of the ball, because it fits our personnel, but it's helped our defense, because like I said, we're defensively we're equipped for the spread. So we need to see some teams that want to come right at you, and I think we're a better team and in a better place than we've been in years past because of the physicality on both sides of the ball we've demonstrated during fall workouts.
So basically, Buford's quarterback's like Cardale Jones, a guy from Ohio State that is that 6'4", 240?
No,
with a
he's not really a runner. He's like the kid from Cartersville. I mean,
okay.
You know, the kid that's at Clemson,
Trevor
now,
Lawrence, yeah.
I mean, he's a physical with a rocket, and now he'll run it. But I mean, he's probably going to be one of the better. He'll be probably. I think he's listed number one in his class at that position.
Right.
So, you know, we got challenges all up and down our schedule. Thompson's traditionally a great program, and Lanier, you know, a 6A school. They're going to have guys all over the field, athletes and physicality, and you know, Winder's got a great defensive front, and that was kind of probably why this Hannah thing shaked out, because we knew a little bit about Winder's team and their makeup, and we needed to see a front similar to theirs before we played them. And so our offense linemen gotten better. It's they got a long way to go, but playing against our defensive front in practice and has helped them. And then tonight, hopefully we'll make some huge strides tonight, and that'll get us ready for the rest of the season.
Good stuff. Well, 7 o'clock tonight. I know guys are looking for a big, big crowd tonight. Jeff Heron coming back to Athens, and you said you guys will go up there next year in kind of the same situation. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Okay. We will do that, and it's good for everyone. I think Jeff wants to come back, and that's good. And being that he's coached at Cedar and Prince and Oconee in this area, and then, you know, us to go up there and play a traditionally a great program. I mean, I think they were 10-0 last year. They just got upset in the first round of playoffs. Oh, wow. So he wasted no time turning that place around. And again, from our standpoint, it just playing a program and coaching against a coaching staff that is going to be as equipped as they are is huge for us in a scrimmage. I mean, this will prepare us. We won't catch any surprises. No one will sneak up on us, from athlete standpoint or physicality standpoint the rest of the way. I think we'll get everything we want tonight out of a scrimmage, so you couldn't ask for a better opportunity.
Well, Dave, thanks again for taking some time chatting with us this morning, and good luck tonight and the rest of the season. We'll catch up with you again, and thanks so much.
You got it, Dave. Thank you.
All right. 7 o'clock tonight, Clark Central taking on T.L. Hannah out of Anderson, South Carolina, coached by Jeff Heron, and certainly fun stuff as football season gets closer and closer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.